Joined on the line this morning by Christopher Jano, president of Aetna Medicare, talking about seniors and how do we keep them connected for health reasons, as well as the fact that the open enrollment, or Medicare annual enrollment, rather, is coming up quickly. Christopher, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce.
We know that seniors a lot of times just because of maybe their family isn't around, they are somewhat isolated, but this COVID-19 has really kind of highlighted that. Talk a little bit about things that Aetna is doing to try to make sure seniors are sort of staying connected and on top of their health care.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that COVID-19 has had sort of a significant impact on all our lives, right? From how we use technology to access food, and the toll of actually physically distancing, you know, it's had a big toll on seniors' mental health. We know that social isolation becomes more and more of a problem as people age, and the pandemic has really only made that worse. Aetna's goal actually is to, during this very challenging time, is to focus on total health, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And that's why our Aetna team is partnered up with U.S. figure skater Dorothy Hamill. And we work together on an ebook called Putting the Me in Medicare. And this ebook offers seniors tips on staying healthy and staying connected both during the pandemic and after the pandemic. I think the most important thing for seniors during this time right now is to really ensure that seniors continue to get the important medical and preventive care they need during the pandemic. And many plans are offering telehealth benefits, which allows seniors to meet with their doctors from the comfort of their own home. And so we really encourage seniors to take advantage of that benefit.
And of course, the seniors have to sort of be involved in some technology as well. Is there easy assistance with that just to make them more comfortable and maybe something outside of just a phone call?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of resources that Medicare Advantage plans are making available to seniors to avoid being socially isolated during the pandemic. You mentioned technology as one. And actually, to combat that isolation and loneliness, Aetna has actually expanded our what we call our companionship benefit with Papa Inc. to more plans. And basically, Papa connects local college-age students or individuals called Papa Pals with older adults. So they're doing a lot of online companionship or telephone-based companionship. They're giving them technology lessons. So there's a lot of ways in which basic technology is being more used by more seniors today. You know, other aspects of it, you know, seniors are used to being very active. We have a Silver Sneakers Fitness membership that's available on most our Medicare Advantage plans. And right now, Silver Sneakers has been offering video workouts and online classes geared specifically towards seniors. And so these classes are a great way not only to stay active, but to connect seniors with other seniors during the pandemic. And, you know, because they may be concerned about going back into the gyms or in the fitness centers. And, you know, I actually have seen social isolation sort of firsthand with my own 93-year-old parents who've been, you know, confined to their apartment since March. And we've been able to use technology using this WhatsApp to stay connected. And my mom actually loves it because we're able to see each other on the telephone. So there's a lot of ways to sort of get at it during this time.
As the open enrollment period fast approaches, seniors can be bombarded with a lot of information, a lot of different offers and options. What should somebody look for if they're getting into it for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it can be very, very confusing, Bruce. And so when researching plans, the first thing they need to do is start understanding, you know, what are their own unique health needs? You know, are they a person that's participating in fitness classes to stay active? You know, are they on certain prescription drugs? How much can they afford each month? Very important to think about what your own unique health goals are before choosing a plan. Then, you know, then as they're doing the research, they can start to see, does this plan fit their budget? You know, what's the out-of-pocket cost? What's the premium, the deductibles or co-pays? You know, physicians and doctors and pharmacies are very important to seniors. You know, do their providers actually participate in the networks of these plans? And the drugs is a big piece of this, right? Every plan has a different formulary and places the drugs on a different cost tier. So seniors want to make sure they understand where their drugs are and how much it will cost them each month. And it changes every year. So it's very important to be looking at this in detail. And they can use a trusted broker or community advisor or rely on their family to help them make choices.
And how much of a length of time do they have to make these decisions at this point? What's the timeline right now?
Yeah, the annual enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th. And, they can go on Medicare.gov's website, enter the zip code, get all the options that the plans are available to them in their local county, and then start to, do the research on what's important to them. So now's the time.
And again, this could be similar for if your spouse and you, would it be the same plan, or does each person really have such a fine-tuned individual plan that would work best for them?
Yeah, I mean, each plan is individual to the individual.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You only buy plans one-on-one, and you can tailor it. Let's say, one individual is on a certain drug, then the husband's on different drugs, and they can look at the plans that way. So they're not tied together, and it's very important to be very specific about your unique health needs.
We also started talking at the very beginning of sort of isolation that takes place, and sometimes, though, there's all this, people get news and there's fear that kind of develops on it as well. So it's another way to make sure you're in contact with the people, and if they have concerns about different things, to be able to help them. Where's some good information, places we can get some good information about what we've talked about today?
Yeah, for more information and helpful resources, be sure to visit aetnamedicare.com/ebook.
Sounds good. Christopher, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out today.